What's up? It's your boy Nate here with Bo, and we're starting off our own podcast series here. We're trying to interview and find some, you know, influential and important people that can give us some insight into some leadership positions.
So for this podcast, we actually have the opportunity to talk to former WNBA player Taylor Lilly. She grew up in my hometown, and I actually used to train with her when I used to play basketball. She's an Oregon Duck alum and was signed with the Phoenix Mercury and now is a head coach at Oaks Christian High School. So she was nice enough to drive down from Westlake Village down to San Diego to talk to us. So,
hey guys, what's up? Thank you so much for having me today. I'm really excited to talk to you guys about my basketball career.
Just had to put that music in there for the intro. We just saw Avengers Endgame and, you know, really love the movie. Big fans. Taylor, did you happen to see the movie or no?
Yes, I'm a really big fan of the Avengers series, and I really thought it was one of their best ones yet.
Nice. Yeah, definitely. It was. I mean, me, personally, one of the best movies of my life. I don't know about you, Taylor, but I felt it really changed my life, honestly. You know, the culmination of more than half my life into one movie was just, I don't know, I felt it was some life-changing in my eyes.
Yeah, that for me, that was probably the best movie I've ever seen. It's just really emotional, like all the emotions from 10 years like into that movie. I don't know, it's just a little off topic here, but
it was definitely an impactful movie.
Yeah, it was.
Without a doubt. Who would your favorite character say?
Definitely the Scarlet Witch.
Scarlet Witch, yeah, she finally had a big role in a movie. That's pretty cool. Mine was definitely. Well, my favorite character is Loki, but he's dead, so it was definitely Iron Man. He was the hero in this one.
Spoilers, man.
Sorry.
Cap with the... Well, if we're already doing spoilers...
Spoiler
Cap
alert.
Cap with the hammer.
Yeah.
Cap with the hammer, my favorite. And he finally got his dance with Peggy, which is really good.
Yeah, that made me tear up right there a little bit. All right, let's get back on the topic right here. So, obviously, playing at all the levels of basketball, from, you know, youth basketball all the way to professional basketball, and now coaching... Like, it's been a different experience, like, leadership-wise and, like, team chemistry and everything at all different levels. So we're going to kind of talk about, like, each level and how each has, like, been different, impacted you, and how, like, what you took away from it, pretty much.
Okay, so, Taylor, you know, how would you describe, you know, your experience at the high school level, not only playing the sport, but kind of, like, building those relationships and having, like, kind of becoming a leader, as you'd say, on that team?
Mm-hmm. High school is definitely more a very, like, different aspect of coaching. There's a lot of different elements that go into it. One of my favorite parts was always just, like, the team bonding, because you spend a lot of time with the kids that you are with, and you really get a good relationship with them. And it's also, like, the first taste that kids get of, like, the big time or something more professional in a sport, because people do take it more seriously in high school. However, you still have to have the mindset that they are still kids and some of them aren't going professional, but many want to. So it's definitely a hard balance to manage, but I think that's definitely helped personally with my leadership skills, to understand how everyone has, like, a different aspect on their basketball skill levels and what they want to achieve.
I just, like, a quick question that came up recently, like, there's an issue at my high school. So, like, parents, like, recently have been, like, yelling, like, during games into the crowd about, like, their kids' playing time. Like, how would you deal with that personally?
Personally, I mean, it's a, with very professional and competitive sports, obviously some kids are not going to get as much playing time as others. However, I try to equalize it out, depending on really how hard the kids work. If they're coming to practice every day and really putting in work, they're going to get play time. However, if your kid doesn't show up to practice, they're not going to get play time. And so that's just how it is, but I think that does teach kids, even for the real world, that showing up is very important, and being a bit of a firmer leader and having a firmer stances and good policies will make kids better people and have more success in life.
Yeah, that's really good. Would you say that, like, you know, having both played at the high school level and also being able to coach there now, would you say that, you know, the kind of, like, it's not only about, you know, coaching the kids for their sport, but also, like, kind of being there as, like, not only a leader, but kind of an influence for them, and kind of trying to, like, be something that's not only just a sport, but trying to set them up for life and trying to set, trying to, like, create this, create a better person out of them, in a way, you would say. What do you say, your, like, your viewpoints on trying to, like, better the kids that come into your program?
Definitely. I feel like it's one of the largest aspects, especially in high school sports. Many kids come in, and from their freshman year to their senior year, you see a completely 180 on, like, how they view life, and, like, from their grades go up when they start playing sports. And even though it does start really hard with the discipline, it's extremely important to, like, stay on it, and you'll just see a complete difference in the kids. And the kids who I personally, from what I see, the kids who play sports in high school tend to do better in life because they understand that you have to get things done and able in order to succeed.
Would you say that you feel like a almost like a sense of pride coming from, like, seeing kids, like, kind of taking kids into your program, you know, putting them through, like, what you teach them through your, like, position as a leader, seeing them kind of change and become, you know, kind of stronger young women after they're, like, after they leave your program, being, like, better, well-equipped, you feel, after being through your program, going out and having a better shot, at least from your point of view?
Definitely. I think there's a huge sense of pride in it, especially because the relationship with the kids are so close. Being with them for 4 years, you don't only just have that core, like, relationship. It goes beyond that. I get to know, like, the kids' parents and their families and their siblings. Sometimes I have siblings play on the same team, and you get immersed almost into their lives. But by doing that, I can also help them a lot, and it definitely comes with a lot of pride.
Yeah, of course. So would you say also that with kind of like with that, like, that's kind of want to say power almost, that it's almost, would you feel that it's a responsibility that you not only, like, teach them about the fundamentals in sports, but also teach them those qualities and such we talked about earlier?
Definitely. I try to even work it into practice, different life skills that will help them. And many times it doesn't even seem that connected. However, just by, like, showing up to practice 15 minutes early and keeping them doing that, that will, like, continue that throughout their lives. And they're always going to be early to things, and it will make them be more disciplined and hardworking.
Okay, so before we move on to college, I have a quick question about your take on something. We talked about it recently in class. So basically, like, in the basketball world, there's only one female coach, like, in college and NBA, Becky Hammon, but she's not even a head coach, she's an assistant coach. And I could name, like 50 plus men's coaches that are coaching the women. So just, like, what's your take on pretty much women not having the opportunity to coach men's sports, but men having the opportunity to coach women's?
I think it's an issue that should definitely be brought up more, because women can definitely bring just as much as men can to the table as far as coaching abilities and knowledge of the sport. And even women can even be more, they're more understanding and, like, can be more compassionate to the players, while as men coaches sometimes aren't. And this can be very helpful in certain situations if a player is really going through a hard time. But at the same token, a woman can be just as ruthless and demanding as a man coach can be. However, many times women are stereotyped like that. And this can, even though they can bring a lot to the table, women should be looked at just as equally as men in the range of coaching.
Oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, I've had women in my life that are more ruthless than a lot of guys I've run into in my life, at least. Would you say that, like, you know, what are some of the ways you may, like, try and coach your players, from, like, maybe trying to be more understanding, in a way, you'd say, trying to understand their problems and then building off that, and then while still trying to, like, you demand, I don't want to say demand, but, like, yeah, I guess I could say demand greatness from them still, but still trying to be compassionate and understand, you know, what they're going through, especially at, like, a high school level.
Mm-hmm, definitely. I mean, there are certain circumstances that you have to, like, agree and like let the student or player go deal with the issues that they are having. However, there are others that, like, if the student just is doing well in class or like certain examples like that, it's calls to be more demanding because it's something that if the player can fix it, they should be able to do that. And however, if it's something that's out of the player's hands, it should be more of like an understanding situation.
Oh yeah, without a doubt. Without a doubt.
Okay, so now I kind of want to shift it to college. So, you know, obviously you're playing 4 years at University of Oregon. You have like a completely different aspect, like from high school jumping to college. You have like, you know, scholarships. You have like media, like getting talked about by the media, like comparing you to men's players. You have like the opportunity to go professional, and just everything like that. Just like, what's the, kind of the difference that you see in college from high school, from like a leadership standpoint, from like, from you who is like expected to be a leader, like being the star player?
College is completely different from high school. It's a lot more serious and a lot less forgiving than a high school sport. And especially in a leadership position, you have to be more demanding of yourself and of your players. There are pretty much no exceptions in college. And it also, I would say, the bonding of the team even comes more important because the chemistry of the team is one of the number one things I think is important while playing the game, especially in college. And I also think communication with your players is extremely important because college, there's a lot going on in these kids' lives. And this comes with communication can be very essential and make learning about your players and your team, understanding what is going on during the week, a lot more easier. Also, preparation is key. If I do not know like what I want to do during the day or something, this is going to mess up the whole scheme for my players and our practice. And so being prepared and knowing what I want my players to do and what I want the outcome of the day to be helps a lot for my leadership skills, so I know what to tell them.
Would you say that playing in college is more of like kind of more of a business almost, in a way that like it puts more strain on you, especially at like a big time university like Oregon, with, you know, constant media attention, as Bo said, that way more strain to perform and kind of always being under like a watchful eye, that you have to do like above what sometimes even seems possible to please people that like are almost not even in your life, to please coaches that are like, you know, that are there for you but also are there to like, you know, support their families and live their life. Would you say that, you know, college almost makes playing a sport there, you know, even though you have to perform and, you know, like be a leader on that team, you still feel kind of like you're an employee for a business there?
Definitely, 100%. Playing in college is a business because college sports can create so much revenue for a school, and a school is a business. And especially in a school like Oregon, the sports are so essential to the core of the school and how they make their profits. It definitely makes it a little harder because there are so many different elements that you do have to deal with, whether it be people or supervisors or donors to the school that all get a say in what I do, and even sometimes think they get a say of what happens on the court. However, that's not the case. So it can be a lot harder, especially it being more of in a business type, or in, like more even more professional than high school. However, that's just what comes with coaching college or playing in college.
Yeah, definitely. Would you say that kind of having played in college, that like you're held to a higher standard that seems kind of unrealistic in a way, and a standard that like a normal student would like never have to live up to? And so it's like you have to live this life that seems far more difficult than like your average student, as you would say. Would you say that it's, you know, more difficult and being held to kind of like a standard that's unrealistic almost?
Definitely. Athletes have such a demanding schedule that It can be extremely hard for them to keep up with classes and grades, and this causes it to be a lot harder for them to keep going, and it would cause me, like, personally, make you, like, not want to go to practice as much and do worse. However, you do need to still be...
Sorry about that. I had a slight interruption. We had a cut right there, but if you would like to continue...
Yeah, definitely. So getting back to what I was saying, we were talking about student-athletes and how demanding their schedule can be, and this is heightened in the college arena. And I think that it, even though it is such a strict and structured schedules that they have every day, it teaches them to be really hardworking, even though they don't have a lot of time for free time. It is something they had signed up for, and so usually college players, it is what they love. So we do try to be understanding, but it is the business, and if you're part of the business, it's you have to work hard and be part of it.
I want to add something to that we talked about that, like, I thought was really interesting. I never really considered this side of the argument, but, like, our professor for this class that we're recording for, he stated, like, when talking about, like, the argument, like, getting into the argument of if student athletes should be paid, he brought up the counter argument that was, well, they're already on full scholarship, like, they're getting a good education, so, like, they don't need to be paid for that. But then his comeback for that was, like, the quality of education of a student athlete is not the same, like, no matter what you say, like, the quality is not the same. You don't get the hours you need, you don't get the office hours, you don't get the study time, like grades, like, are lower, the classes are easier, you don't get to, like, sometimes even your major is, like, chosen for you. So, like, I don't know your stance on that, but just can you, like, elaborate on what you think of that statement, because I thought it was really interesting.
Personally, I think that it is true that they should get, I think it's a valid argument that they do get less of an education of someone who's a full-time student, and that could be arguably compensated with money if a school chooses to do so, or even I think it's even up to the school to give them better education, maybe more hours for studying, or and maybe less practice time, but then again, it's just a sacrifice that the school has to decide and make.
Yeah, I know. Especially for me, it feels like, I don't know, I feel like I'm under stress a lot, you know, that, you know, you're kind of being stressed upon to do stuff that maybe isn't, you know, always, even if it is possible, it seems like a hard thing to pull off, you know, in your personal experience playing there, would you say that, you know, you went through some hard times, you know, especially like in the beginning of like getting used to kind of the new flow of things, that it's, you know, learning to manage your time, learning to, you know, deal with the adversity that comes with, like, basically starting over, you know, at a college sport from being, like, you know, the big-time player at, you know, a high school to coming into a college sport and everybody's that good. Would you say that, you know, it's difficult overcoming that while being, you know, just getting into college where you're starting like a whole new life and you have to deal with, you know, the new type of class schedule and all that?
Definitely. It's a huge adjustment coming from high school into college. And I think the players do get help on that adjustment, but some of it is just so intense and rigorous that it's can be extremely hard for them to deal with.
I just got one last question about, like, college experience. So, like, what was your favorite thing you learned, like, leadership-wise, coming in as a freshman, learning from, the team captain or the team leader? And then what, like, was your favorite thing to do, like, leadership-wise when you were the team leader for the younger people?
The number one thing that I think I learned from being a leader was creating a very strong culture in the team. From when I was a freshman to when I was a senior. When I was a freshman, I just had really great team captains, and they made such a great culture around our team, and that we had such great bonding and great communication on the court and chemistry that everything really worked out well. And then from when I kept on going up the ranks in my years, I tried to keep that culture and implement that today in my leadership style when I coach my teams.
Oh, that sounds pretty good. Okay, so now, you know, heading into your professional career, you know, it's like a big jump. You're the like the main person, you're the team leader in Oregon, and then straight to the drafts where you, like, it was more of a struggle. Like, the Phoenix Mercury, the team you ended up on, had two draft picks and they didn't pick you, and then they decided to sign you as a free agent, and you actually played over the two draft picks that year. So, you know, it's just like more adversity in the pros, you know, and you have a paycheck now, you're like on national TV, and like all this, it's just more, it's more of a job. So can you, Nate, what was the question?
Kind of like elaborate on that, how, like, how, you know, what it's like being in the pros, and how, you know, even more, it's even more of a step up from, you know, kind of playing at that college level.
Yeah, definitely. Being in the professionals is completely different than anything I've ever experienced in high school or college basketball. It was an absolute complete life change, and it really takes over your whole life when you are doing it. And that was something that really took an impact on me, and I think was harder for me to adjust to completely. And having gone through that, even though I was only there for 2 years, however, I still really love the game and love being around the atmosphere of people. And so I started to decide to try out coaching and absolutely fell in love with it. And I just, like, remember, like, thinking back to, like, my high school days, and I had this old coach, Coach Christine, and she really impacted my life and made it just, she made me really fall in love with the sport and be who I was today. And I just really wanted to be that for some other kid playing basketball and be a strong woman influence in another woman's life. So yeah, I decided to make the jump down to high school and coaching, and really love it and could not have wished for anything else.
That's really nice.
You said Coach Christine, was this like a youth coach that got you in love with the game, I'm assuming?
Yes, it was.
Was it like Coach Christine, like, was that her first name or her last name?
That's her last name.
Okay, cool. So yeah. So what would you say, like, sorry, what would you say is, like, the best thing that you learned from that coach that you took with you throughout your, like, whole basketball career, like, so you could lead, like, your teammates and stuff?
I think that she really taught me, being just such a strong woman influence in my life, that hard work and dedication pays off in absolutely anything that you're doing, especially in basketball and in sports. And this, she's also taught me how to translate this into my life and even in my schoolwork and future jobs that I would have.
Oh, perfect. Yeah, no, so would you say that kind of your whole basketball experience has kind of, like, has pretty much shaped your life and made you become the person you am because, or become the person you are, my bad, sorry about that, become the person you are because of, you know, what you learn in basketball, you know, the values you kind of got from it? Would you say that that's pretty much kind of pushed you to where you are in life and the woman you become today?
Definitely. Basketball, honestly, I do not know what I would have done without it in my life. It has been so essential to who I am and who I've become, and I think it's just such a valuable sport, and having such amazing people around you in the atmosphere makes everything in life so much better and rewarding.
Oh, that's amazing. Yeah, no, I mean, at least in my experience, football has kind of taken me to, like, where I am, and I know Bo can kind of speak for this too. It's kind of like, it kind of takes you and teaches you things that, like, you feel like you couldn't have learned or couldn't have been without if you, like, didn't have your sport.
Yeah, I definitely agree with that. You know, I don't think, like, I wouldn't have gotten into the school without, like, having the opportunity to play football, so that definitely helped me. You know, I met some of, like, the best people that I've met so far in my life from football, so, like, it definitely, like, yeah, like, I wouldn't be here without it.
Yeah. Would you say that also, that, like, are you still friends with, like, people you played with?
Definitely. The friends that you make on your teams are lifelong friends, and You just have such a connection with them and a bond that you love just to hearing like what they're doing with their lives, and if they're still like doing the sport and like how they are still using what we always played with together.
Yeah, would you say that kind of like struggling together with them kind of creates like a deeper bond, like going through struggles, you know, would be kind of create a deeper bond that you guys kind of, you know, just pretty much created, yeah, just a deeper bond going through struggles like that, you know?
Definitely. Like, day-to-day practices can be brutal sometimes, and struggling and suffering with the people next to you on your team just automatically makes them some of your best friends. And it's that, like, camaraderie that you get from it that I think is invaluable and can create those lifelong friendships.
Perfect.
And then, so kind of just to wrap up, like, our, like, whole conversation, thanks for being with us again. We're almost done here. So, what would you say your best moment, like, playing basketball was? Like, the most surreal moment, I guess, like, of your entire career?
Oh, wow. That's a hard one. Definitely, I think, guarding Lisa Leslie. She is such a strong player that being able to mimic her and seeing her movements on the court helped me improve and become a better player, and it was just extremely hard work playing against her that I just got such a good experience from it.
Alright, well that's pretty much all we had. We covered all your career, like basketball moves and everything, so I don't know, I guess just to kind of wrap it up, I guess, like, Nate, do you have any, like, final questions or remarks or anything?
I mean, maybe just some advice for maybe us or any other, you know, if you were speaking to some other student athletes, you know, going through the college life right now, high school, or at any point in their, you know, sports career, what would you have to say to them?
Definitely. I think if you're trying to be a leader on your team, which I think everyone on the team, like, should try to be, is that just to have really strict discipline. If you don't have discipline on and off the court, you're simply just not going to get there. And having that discipline and being hardworking will get you to where you want to be no matter what. But also, going off of just, like, a little different perspective, I think having a positive attitude is extremely important when playing a game and being a leader. Because if people are trying to mimic you and follow you, if you want to have good outcomes in your games, you need positivity. And with that, I think if you exemplify positivity, people will follow that example.
Well, yeah. Bo, do you have anything else?
No, that's pretty much it. You know, thanks for making the drive down. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you so much. So, I think that's about it. Just want to say thank you and hope you have a safe drive up before.
Have a good upcoming season.
Thank you, guys. Yeah. Thank you for having me. It's been a lot of fun talking with y'all.
Yeah, I hope. If you have any extra time, go experience San Diego a little bit, you know.
I'd love to. It should be fun. I'm going to go soak up the sun.
Should be fun. All right. Well, thank you.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.